the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, on Tuesday, U.S. Senator Bob Menendez will step down after being convicted on federal corruption charges. Today, Governor Phil Murphy appointed his former chief of staff, George Helmy, to fill Menendez's spot for now. Murphy says Helmy is the, quote, ideal leader to take on this role.
I thank George for his willingness to fill this role until the people of New Jersey can make their voices heard. And I thank every single one of you out there who will cast your ballot in November, no matter who you vote for.
Murphy says he plans to appoint the winner of November's election to the Senate before the start of 2025. New Jersey's business community is slamming the Murphy administration's NJ Transit fare holiday. The New Jersey business and industry president says businesses are upset, citing the recent corporate transit fee recently imposed on businesses.
Just a month and a half ago, we were saddled with a corporate transit fee to the tune of $1 billion in order to help the budget woes for New Jersey Transit.
She says many of the businesses paying NJ Transit's bills don't even have employees that use the system. A three-year-old boy shot himself in Newark last night. Police got the call just before 6 p.m. and found the injured boy and two other kids inside the home. They've not said if any adults were in the home or where the boy got the gun. The child was taken to a hospital for treatment. No one likes to get a ticket, but in one New Jersey town, residents are demanding that police write more of them. Hundreds of residents signed a petition citing growing concerns about speeding and reckless driving through residential neighborhoods. The chief posted on Facebook that he has dispatched more patrols. Now, the Lester Glenn Business Report. Big Lots is closing more than 300 of its stores nationwide, including at least one in New Jersey. The discount store is cutting costs after a recent weak earnings report show consumers are cutting back on spending. Big Lots has targeted the Woodbridge store on Green Street for closing. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 96 points today. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click on demand. Well, outdoor weekend plans have to be canceled. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Two potential alarm bells to ring heading into an unsettled weekend. Number one, localized downpours could result in brief ponding and flooding issues, also known as big puddles. Number two, increased swell and rip currents due to Hurricane Ernesto churning up the Atlantic. Stay out of the ocean this weekend. It's going to get pretty rough. It's mostly cloudy skies tonight. Showers may creep in by daybreak tomorrow morning. Lows in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, spotty showers are possible at any time, especially early and late. It's going to stay pretty cloudy, breezy, and humid throughout the weekend with highs 80 to 85. You will catch a lull in the rain early on Sunday, but scattered showers and thunderstorms return in the afternoon and evening hours. Localized downpours are possible, and we'll get one more push of rain Monday afternoon. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Patterson, 86. Hamilton, 88. Cape May Courthouse, 86 degrees. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. Visit Fantasy Island Amusement Park in Beach Haven, New Jersey all summer long and enjoy their rides, the boardwalk games, their giant arcade. Ugh, there's so much to do. More info at FantasyIslandLBI.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.